Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
I will begin by presenting two statements on God. The first statement comes from Isaiah 53, verse 11. It says, he shall bear their iniquities. He, God, shall bring forth their iniquities. Whose iniquities? The iniquities of the papacy and the Gentiles. I remind you that the Gentiles operate today under the alias of white people. Right? So when you read Gentiles in the Bible, Gentiles speak to the term Gentiles speak to Europeans, those who, as I said now, operate under the alias of white people. He shall bear their iniquities. Okay. If God shall bear the iniquities, their iniquities, the iniquities of the papacy and the Gentiles, what are those iniquities God shall bear or bring forth or make known? I have brought forth these iniquities of the Gentiles. The papacy and the Gentiles conspired together to conquer black people by defeating them militarily and casting them into captivity and enslavement. One. Two. Actually, that's two things. Making war with the black people in order to defeat them and then to bring them into captivity and enslave them. The Gentiles also dealt in trafficking of black people, making merchandise of black people. These things I have shown in previous episodes, making merchandise of black people. The slave trade, international slave trade. Reclassifying black people, taking them out of the order of human beings and putting them into a classification consisting of things that are bought and sold. That I have shown you. Evidence of that is in Revelation chapter 18, where you find black people listed among things that are bought and sold. The papacy and Gentiles made merchandise of black people, buying and selling of black people. Okay, those are iniquities of the papacy and the Gentiles. Those are terrible things, as we all know. Okay? Now, I have done that, which Isaiah 53, verse 11 says, God shall do. All right? And bear in mind, a spirit cannot do this. And heretofore, up to now, a spirit has not done that. A spirit has not brought forth to the people the iniquities of the papacy and the Gentiles. Right. Now, the other thing is here also in Isaiah 53. It's in the last verse 12. It says, he bare the sin of many. He, God, bare the sin of many. Bear means to expose. Okay? Means to expose. Let's see here what I have. He bare the sin of many. Okay? That I have done. What is the sin and what is the many? I've said he is a reference to God. Bear the sin. What is the sin of the many? The many, again, is a reference to the Gentiles. And the sin. The sin is stated in 1 Timothy, I believe it is. 1 Timothy 3:13. This is the papacy's and Gentiles' sin. I showed you before their iniquities or iniquity. This is their sin. The faith which is in Christ Jesus. And this is what they have done, Book of Acts. Okay, Book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 42. They cease not, the papacy and the Gentiles, cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and as a real, true-to-life human being. They cease not to teach Jesus. Up to this point in time, they continue to teach Jesus as Lord and Savior. That's their sin. That's the sin of the papacy and the Gentiles. They were ordered to cease and amend their ways. They were ordered to amend their ways back when they were ordered to abolish slavery. They abolished slavery. Okay? but they have not amended their ways. They cease not to teach and preach Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. The teaching, their teaching, that which Christianity espouses, is evil. It is immoral. It is deceitful. Okay? It should have, the teaching of Jesus should have gone out with the abolition of slavery. Just as the office of the papacy should have. Okay. All right. We seem to be back. Hope we don't lose signal again. The Pope and the Gentiles ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That's their sin. Okay. And sin is iniquity, and iniquity is sin, wickedness, along with the things they have done to black people. This is one of the things they have done to black people. They have given black people a false faith, a false belief, something that is not right, not true, not correct. Okay? Christianity should have gone out with slavery. In that it did not go out then, it should go out now. Okay, so that the God bear their iniquities of many. That a spirit cannot do those two things. A spirit cannot do the things that the Bible says God will do. God should. Okay. But Tommy Lorenzo Hart does the things the Bible says God will do. Tommy Lorenzo Hart fills the bill for God. He meets the requirements for God. That's a wonderful thing. That in this day and time, Bible content, the truth of Bible content is finally brought forth. It is knowable. It is knowable through the work of Tommy Lorenzo Hart, the Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, calls God and assigns the title of God, the titles of God and Lord too. Okay? So this is a special time which we are living now. The time of God, the time in which the Bible calls God is alive, and seeking to make known his presence here on earth to the people. Per John, let's see what that is. Per John, Per John 7, verse 4, it says, if thou do these things, show thyself to the world. If you do the things assigned to God, then show yourself to the world, make yourself known to the world. And again, that is stated in Psalm 94. The commandment to God to show himself, make himself known. Psalm 94, verse 1. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Show thyself. Present yourself. Make yourself known. Show thyself to the world. what I'm seeking to do, to make known to the world, to the people, the presence of the Bible's God here on earth. All right, and I have already talked on the characteristics of God, the signs of God, how the people shall know God when he comes and makes himself known. Okay? God, I mean, Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. I meet the requirements. Okay? There is no other God, according to the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. There is no other God. God has come. God is here. And there is no other God. All right. As I said before, the Spirit cannot do the things the Bible assigns to God. But Tommy Lorenzo Hart does them. Therefore, Tommy Lorenzo Hart fills the bill for God. That's something we can take pride in, that it was not a Gentile, it was not an Indian, or any other, or one of any other group of people, but it is what it is. It is a black man who has done this, a black man who fills the bill for God. No wonder it tells the people of God to rejoice. No wonder. That is a great thing. Though the wicked will try to play it down, obviously it's a great thing that Bible fulfillment is happening now at this time in history. It's a big thing. Okay? And if you try to play it down, then you are wicked also. That's just a fact. Okay? Out of all the millions who call themselves Christians, who call themselves Bible lovers, Bible believers, okay? And here comes someone who brings forth the truth of Bible content with evidence, with much evidence, okay? And you reject it, you ignore it, you pass over it, then you are a hypocrite. And something is wrong. Okay? You should rejoice in that a black man has done this and is doing these things, the things assigned to God, with evidence. Okay? Nothing foolish, but facts. Bible facts. Okay? And the signs that the Bible gives, the Bible says they are infallible, incapable of error. Okay? Incapable of error. Not to be questioned, infallible. All right? The signs are present in Tommy Lorenzo Hart. He fills the bill for God. Okay? And the Bible has ascribed to him the titles of Lord and God. Already done. That's a done deal. Okay? So the people should rejoice. I'm pretty sure if this was done in any other race of people, that race of people would rejoice. Why blacks are not rejoiceful of this thing that has happened and that is happening. That I repeat. Let me say it like this. Post-enslavement, there has not been anyone to fill the bill for God and bring it forth and make it known to the people. This is a first. This is a first. So if this is a first, then this is historic in nature. Historic. That a man has a conclusions, in his reasoning, method, in his method of reasoning, upholding him all the way. The Bible makes, well, let me say it like this. Tommy L. Hart makes the Bible clear. He makes Bible content understandable. I first brought to the people's attention that the Bible is a law book. The Authorized Version Bible is a law book. It is not a religious book at all. At all. Though it is used in religion. The religionists use it perversely and wrongly. I say that again. The religionists use the Bible perversely and wrong. They do violence to Scripture. Please listen. The Bible is also used in a court of law. The Bible, the Authorized Version Bible. And when I say the Bible, that's the Bible I'm speaking of. The Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, is a law book through and through. That's a revelation of mine. It's a law book. In no way is it a religious book. That is very important. It's a law book. And was not meant to be used in religion. Religion is based on imagination, speculation, and deceit. Deceit. Okay? Deceit. That's the intent of religion, to deceive people, fool people. Through what means? Through the means of the teaching, their teaching of Jesus. Jesus loves you. Jesus died for your sin. And when, in fact, Jesus in the Authorized Version Bible is a criminal. He's a lawbreaker. All you have to do is read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you'll see where he and his band of men went about breaking laws. And the Bible tells you the law that he's breaking. Makes it clear. And the Bible itself gives the judgment, the penalty for breaking a certain law. In this case, the law of the Sabbath, which Jesus broke, was accused of breaking. And the Bible, you know, through witnesses, showed that he did. He broke the law of the Sabbath. And the law of the Sabbath is death. Okay? The law of the Sabbath, get this, is for Bible characters only. Okay? It is not a true law. It is not a law to be used in real life. Okay? But it is a law for Bible characters only. Jesus, being a Bible character, was subject to the law of the Sabbath. He broke it repeatedly and deliberately. Let me say this quickly. This is the gospel of Jesus. This is the gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Jesus rested 6 days, and he worked only one day. He worked on the day that the law says, thou shalt not do any work. He rested 6 days and did his work on the Sabbath day. That means he would wait 6 days to work on that one day, the Sabbath day. Couldn't wait for it to come so he could do his work. But the authorities eventually caught him, he was found guilty, and he was sentenced to death as the penalty for the law, penalty of the law of the Sabbath calls for. Whosoever shall do any work therein during the day of the Sabbath, he shall surely be put to death. And that's what the authorities did with Jesus. Once they captured him, tried him, and he was found guilty, they put him to death. That's the gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Christianity, religionists, teach a different thing. they teach that Jesus was a good man, the Son of God, who went about doing good. Conversely to that which is in the book, Matthew, Mark, Luke, in the book of the Bible, specifically in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Those are the books that tell about the character Jesus. Okay? And those are the books that show him to be a sinner. Okay? So, Jesus is a fictional character. Okay? The story has a moral. The moral of the story of Jesus is obey the law or suffer the consequences of breaking the law. That's the moral of the story in a nutshell. And that is the gospel concerning Jesus, which religionists do not teach. The Christian teacher, preacher, pastor, whatever, minister, whatever, they do not teach the gospel of Jesus. They teach a foreign teaching of Jesus, something that is foreign to that which is in the Authorized Version Bible in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Okay? This is very important because millions and millions of people are deceived by the Gentiles' teaching of Jesus. It's very important. Okay? Black people have been misled, mistaught concerning Bible content, specifically in regard to Jesus. Okay? But through the teaching of Tommy L. Hart, they can be delivered from their delusion. They can be delivered from the deception that has come to them from their enemy, the Gentiles. The Bible calls the Gentiles the enemy of black people. Okay? Who enslaved black people? The Bible says an enemy has done this. Who trafficked it? All right. Who bought and sold black people? The Gentiles. Okay? Under the authority of the papacy. All right? Bought and sold black people. They, the papacy and the Gentiles, reduced black people to the category of things that are bought and sold, merchandise. No respect at all for black people. Still no respect at all for black people in their continuance to teach and preach Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior, when they have been ordered to stop it, to cease and desist in that teaching. Isn't that something? So, I bring Bible knowledge to the people. I bring accurate knowledge to the people. Accurate Bible knowledge. Now, many people love the deceitfulness or the deceit that the Gentiles give them. Isn't that something? And guess what? As I've said before, the Gentiles have given black people no evidence for the things they say regarding Jesus. None whatsoever. Isn't something wrong with that picture? No evidence. The Gentiles preach as they say in the Bible, and as they admit in the Bible, and black people believe. Okay? Well, we have believed them from the days of enslavement. But slaves were forced to believe the lie. Okay, made to believe the lie, or for fear of their life, okay, for fear of their life. Now, here in America, as an example, we have been freed 140-something years. We've been able to read for 140-something years. And although the truth concerning Jesus is in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, black people to this day still hold to the false teaching delivered them when blacks were slaves. And the slaves couldn't read. You tell a black he can't read today, the average black, he might want to fight you. You might get a fight. Tell him you can't read, okay? And black people read the Bible. So, you know, they go through these steps like they read the Bible. You know, they open it, they look at it, they turn pages and all, you know? And I'm talking about black preachers, too. Black people, black preachers have joined forces with the enemy, the Gentiles, in teaching the lie concerning Jesus to their own people. Oh, boy, a double whammy. A double whammy. Would you rather hold with the lie, the deceit that the Gentiles gave you with no evidence supporting it? Matter of fact, with all evidence opposed to it and in opposition to that which they teach. Go to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's evidence, okay, against what they teach. Would you rather choose to hold to the deceit with no evidence, but with much evidence contrary to the deceit that is in the Bible, or take this black man's word who shows you and tells you what's in the Bible, and all you have to do is open your Bible and look, and you see that it's true? You know? Which would you rather do? Which would you rather hold to? That which was given to you by your enemy, confessed enemy, an enemy that history shows to be your enemy? Or would you rather listen? Would you rather heed the teaching of one who gives you much evidence in support of what he teaches? What's your choice? What's your choice? Me, you don't have to sleep on the matter. If you were asked, can a man raise the dead? A man cannot raise the dead. Can a man walk on water? A man cannot walk on water. You open your book and you see where a character walks on the water. You see where a character raises dead. You see where a character causes deaf people to hear and blind people to see. Those things don't happen in real life. They only happen in the world of fiction. Only in the world of fiction. Are we waking up as a people? Are we waking up to righteousness and that which is true, that which I teach? Are we awakening to this? Are we doing what is following the plan of hearing the truth of Bible content coming from the one the Bible calls God, and following the plan which says of what? Depart from evil. Christianity is evil. I say again, it teaches deceit. Ask the average black person who goes to church, what does the Bible really teach? He can't tell you. He cannot tell you, or she cannot tell you. People say, I go to church, I read the Bible, but I still don't understand the Bible. What are they saying? The church does not give you understanding of Bible content. It does not. If you want truth, do not go to church to get it. The church is not concerned with teaching truth of Bible content. If it were, then everybody would already know the things that I teach. Everybody would already know it. Because I teach truth of Bible content. And none of the things of which I teach are taught in the church world. None of them. From the very first, the Bible is a law book. They don't teach that. They teach the Bible is a religious book. Huh? I teach Jesus is a fictitious character in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They teach he's a real life character, true to life character. The Savior of the world. You can't find that in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. What's wrong with us? are you, any of you, irregardless of what race you are? What's wrong with you? What they teach you about Jesus in the Bible is about Jesus is contrary to what Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John teach. And if you want an authority on Jesus, you have to go to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. No, not to Acts, not to Timothy or James or Peter. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are the authorities on the character Jesus and the law. Because the law of the Sabbath is first set in the book of Exodus, second book of the Bible. Second book of the Bible, law of the Sabbath, and penalty for breaking the Sabbath is in the book of Exodus. And the last book of the Old Testament, book of Exodus, second book in the Old Testament, the last book in the book of the last book in the Old Testament, the book of Malachi, and the last commandment given in the Old Testament is remember the law of Moses. Okay? In the Bible, the law of Moses is given by the character, the law of the Sabbath and its penalty is given by the character Moses. So isn't this something? That in the last book of the Bible, before you turn the page and enter into Matthew, the New Testament, Matthew, which begins with the book of Matthew, before you turn that page, yes, isn't it something that before you turn the page and enter into the New Testament, which begins with a story about the character Jesus, you are told these words right here, and I'm turning to it. You are told these words. Malachi 4. Verse 4, remember ye the law of Moses. And then you turn the page, as I do in this Bible right here, and I enter into the New Testament that begins with Matthew. Remember the law of Moses. What is the law of Moses? The law of the Sabbath is a law of Moses. The penalty for breaking the Sabbath is a law of Moses. Okay? And that's what happens in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You see the primary character, Jesus, deliberately breaking the law of Moses. And you also see him being accused of breaking, charged with breaking the law of Moses, the law of the Sabbath. And you see him being tried, and you see him receiving the penalty for breaking the law of Moses. Whosoever doeth any work therein shall surely be put to death. And the character Jesus is put to death in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, just as the law requires. Okay. All right. So remember ye the law of Moses. I have given you the gospel concerning the character Jesus. That's the gospel concerning Jesus, which a spirit cannot give, and which the church world does not give and teach the truth concerning Jesus, the character, the primary character of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I would even say this, the primary character in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is the law. The law of the Sabbath. Okay. But, okay, anyway, however you want to look at it. Okay, Jesus is the prime suspect who is found and tried and found guilty and put to death as the law requires. So be it. Okay? So it is. So if you've never heard the gospel concerning Jesus before, you just heard it from me. Okay? Okay. All right. Okay. Now, so much for that. I started off by showing two things concerning God. God shall bear the papacy's and Gentiles' iniquities, and God bears the sin of many. He shows, he reveals, he makes known the sin of the Gentiles' continuance to teach and preach Jesus as Lord and Savior. Okay. Let's see now. Esther chapter 2, verse 23 has a word. Esther. All right. Chapter 2, verse 23 has a word. So I've told the world that the Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, is a law book. I've told the world also that the center of Bible content is the papacies and Gentiles captivity and enslavement of black people. That's the hub of scripture, the papacies and Gentiles captivity and enslavement of black people. Listen to this statement having to do with the blacks who were scattered abroad by means of the papacies and Gentiles infamous international slave trade. Esther 3 verse 8, there is a certain people scattered abroad. Now it's my duty to identify the certain people scattered abroad. The certain people, okay, there's a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people. There is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the Gentiles who operate under the alias of white people. What do Gentiles have to hide? Why are they operating under an alias? Usually it's someone who's doing wrong or has done wrong who operates under an alias. Well, I've already showed you the iniquity of the papacy and Gentiles. I've already shown you the sin of the papacy and the Gentiles. Okay? They operate outside of the law. Okay? They transgress. All right? The certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people who are the Gentiles, the certain people scattered abroad and dispersed are black people. We know that. History tells us that black people were scattered abroad and dispersed among the Gentiles as slaves. Very bad thing. A very bad thing. Okay? But it happened. It happened. All right? So the certain people is identified that is spoken of in Esther 3:8. And that's a fact. Okay? So what? The thing that Isaiah 53 said, God will, he will bring forth their iniquity, and he will bear their sin. Relate to what? The papacies and Gentiles, captivity and enslavement of black people. This statement here, what? There's a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people, and people being a reference to the Gentiles there. This has to do with the papacy and Gentiles, captivity and enslavement of black people. The papacy and papacies and Gentiles Okay, let me just go ahead. All right. This statement here in Esther chapter 2, verse 23, says this: when inquisition was made of the matter, it was found out. Okay? You know what an inquisition is. And investigating into, looking into. Okay. Inquisition was made of the matter. What matter? What is the matter? The matter is a reference to the content of the Authorized Version Bible, with emphasis on the crucial content of the Authorized Version Bible. Okay? When inquisition was made of the content of the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, it, the matter, was found out. Found out means to discover. Okay? It was found out. What have I done? I have inquired into the content of the Authorized Version Bible, and I have found out the matter. That the matter has to do with the papacies and Gentiles' captivity and enslavement of black people. I have found out the matter of the Authorized Version Bible. A first. This is a first. Okay? The matter was found out. What other matter was found out? The matter of Christianity. Okay? That Christianity is doomed. That the abolition of Christianity is called for, demanded. The abolishment of Christianity is demanded. It is required now at this time. That the teaching of Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior be stopped right now. That's demanded. It's called for. Okay? That matter of the unsound, immoral, evil faith concerning Jesus as Lord and Savior is ordered to be abolished now. The matter of the unsound Christian faith was found out. It is found out. I have found it out. I have done that which the Bible says God will do. I have ascertained the truth of Bible content. I have found out with certainty the truth of Bible content. I have found out that I have found out with certainty that which the Bible teaches. Okay? I have ascertained the truth of Bible content. I have ascertained the truth of the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. You, as a black people, have a need to know the truth, because black people, the masses of black people, are deceived. They have been deceived from the days of slavery. They have been deceived by the papacy and the Gentiles. And so black people and any other group of people who has been deceived as well can be freed of the deception through the work of Tommy Lorenzo Hart, the one the Bible calls God. Okay? And I emphasize that, the one the Authorized Version calls God, and has already ascribed the titles of God and Lord to him. Already a done deal. Okay. What the Bible was left for the people to do, the Bible commands the people to worship God. Okay? Worship the Lord God Israel. Okay? Worship the one it calls God. All right? Okay. So inquisition has been made by Tommy Lorenzo Hart, and he has found out the matter of the AVB, Authorized Version Bible. Certain people scattered abroad, Esther 3:8. Black people, who were they scattered abroad by? They were scattered abroad by the papacy and the Gentiles working in cahoots. Okay? All right. I want to read something, and I'm going to go through it kind of quickly. Okay. Here I go. I'm moving now to my computer. Okay. Now, I, the Lord God, educate the people on truth of Bible content. I make known Bible truth. All intelligent people desire to know the truth. And by the way, the title of this episode is We Are Black and We Are Back. Okay? Yes, all intelligent people desire to know the truth. The Gentiles regard the truth, though they may conspire to keep it among themselves. Keep this in mind. Truth is so valuable to the Gentiles that they hid it from us. But I have ascertained it. I have found out with certainty the truth contained in the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB. Truth is not a religious thing. Truth is reality. Truth is not fanciful. Truth is what was. Truth is what is. And truth is that which shall be. You should be appreciative of truth. You don't have to like some things that have happened, but you can appreciate the fact of knowing. Ignorance is not a good trait at all. Let your rejoicing be in the truth and not in fool's paradise. Okay? If you don't know what fool's paradise is, get a good dictionary and look it up. All right? Fact. Black people have been ignorant of Bible truth. But now they can become learned in Bible matters through the work of Tommy L. Hart. When we embrace his truth, then we can proudly say, we are black and we are back. The truth of the Lord endureth forever. When we are black and we are back, we are back in our right mind. When we are black and we are back, we have been saved from the deception of the enemy, the papacy, and the Gentiles in their teaching of the unsound, immoral, evil, substandard faith concerning Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. When we are black and we are back, we have been saved through the knowledge that has come from Tommy Lorenzo Hart. When we are black and we are back, we have been delivered by the knowledge that has come from our God, the God of truth. A human being, a person, Tommy Lorenzo Hart. To be black and back in our right mind and with our true God is certainly a most noble end. Statement of the people. The people are in a state of delusion. They are in need of salvation from deception and violence which have come from their enemy, the papacy and the Gentiles. The stated remedy, Psalm 72:14, he, the living God, Tommy Lorenzo Hart, shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence. He shall save them from deceit and violence. The violence there here has to do with the violence the papacy and the Gentiles do to Scripture. All right? He shall save them from deceit and violence. Okay. Word to the deceived, John 8:32. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free of deceit and violence that have come to you by means of the Gentiles and papacy. Word to the deceiver, 1 Corinthians 5:10, ye must needs go out of the world. And Psalm 52, verses 1 through 7. Right. Psalm 52, 1 through 7. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. Thy tongue deviseth mischiefs, like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Gentiles in the papacy, working deceitfully, working to deceive people by means of their religious rhetoric and teachings. Thou lovest evil more than good. This is to the evil, okay? All right? This is to those that are evil and that have done evil. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. Listen, God shall likewise destroy thee forever. He shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place and root thee out of the land of the living. Christianity is a condemned institution. Since it didn't go out with slavery, it should go out now. All right? Just remember. Let's see here. All right. That you can be saved from deception through the work, through my work, the work of Tommy Lorenzo Hart. I bring truth of Bible content to the people. Salvation is the truth, is in the truth, in receiving the truth. Your salvation is in your receiving the truth that has come from the one the Authorized Version calls God. Apart from his truth, you remain deceived. Your people will remain deceived. And that's not a good state to be in. We should think more of ourselves than that, that we take anything the enemy throws to us, even when it's shown to be wrong. We hold to it. No, we can do better than that. We can say, hey, and we can see easily, this man is opening up the Bible. This man is making Bible content understandable. We should embrace the teaching. We will embrace the teaching. We are embracing the teaching. And as I said, only when we do that, then are we black, and we are back. Until next.